You have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 21 this morning. Revelation chapter 21. The Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning. God will be my help on this thought. What God will do for you. Amen. What God will do for you. Have you ever thought about what God has done for you already? Amen. What He's already accomplished, amen, for you and I in this world in which we live. He's already come. He's already lived. He's died. He's rose from the dead. He's gone to sit at the right hand of the Father on high. Praise God to make intercession for us as a mediator of one. I'm glad this morning I don't need nobody else because I've got Jesus. Amen. If you've got Jesus this morning, praise God, you've got all you need. Amen. But I hope you've got Jesus. You know, there used to be a commercial that said, "Got milk." Amen. Praise God. It's amazing to me that we can't make it without milk. You know, if they say a storm coming in, the first thing that gets gone at the grocery store is the milk. You'd think people had never bought milk before. Amen. But praise God, it'll get gone. But I'm glad, praise God, I've got Jesus. Amen. Or to say, have you got Jesus this morning? Praise God, if you've got Him, you got all you need. As we sing about that song, praise God, He'll help you ride out the storm, praise God. When He steps out, Lord, ahead of you, praise God, He'll calm her down. Amen. When things is going crazy, when things is going ironic in your life, praise God, I'm glad that there's God of heaven, amen, to step out, hey, praise God, and calm things down. Amen. That a great, mighty, calming hand of a holy God. But as we see this morning, we begin to look at it, we see in the book of Revelation chapter 21, and when we get to Revelation chapter 21, you've got to make a note of some things. By the time we get to Revelation 21, they've already been a judgment, and everything wicked has been cast down and cast into the lake of fire. Amen. All the wickedness of the world has been taken care of, and God's beginning to fulfill His plan for the last day. The last day chain of events, praise God, is taking place in Revelation chapter 21. We see God begin to move, and we see God begin to take a hand in what's happening. Not that He hasn't done it before. God's hand is in it all. Amen. Amen. I know there's a whole lot of people that I talked to, and they said, "I wish just God would just leave me alone." I said, "No, you don't, because if God leaves you alone, you're a dead man. You're a dead woman. Praise God, you go out of here." Amen. Because God gives you breath. He gives you air you breathe. He gives us everything we have. It comes from the throne of grace. Amen. Amen. Without Him, we have nothing. Amen. But praise God, with Him, we have it all. Amen. Glory to God this morning. If you're a child of the King, amen, you may not live. You may live in a cardboard box. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. If you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, you're rich beyond measure. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What did God do for you? Praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. And He put me as part of His plan. We see this playing out. Amen. Everything's been judged by Revelation 21. We see God a-moving. And we see the passing of an old order. Amen. That God might give a new order. Amen. I will say this country, this world that we live in is out of order. Amen. We're totally out of order. Everything's upside down. We try to go and do and have everything, praise God, without God Almighty. And we never stop to think that we need Him more than anything. And He said, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, that all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. So what do you need? That means you say, well, I need all kinds of stuff, praise God, then seek first the kingdom of God. And His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God, praise God, and God will begin to add to you. Amen. Such as you need, such as you have need of, praise God. I'm glad there's a God I serve. I'm glad that's the way it is. Amen. I'm glad I'm not God. Amen. Praise God, because I'd mess it up in about 30 seconds. Luke was talking Sunday school class, said he'd like to be God. Amen. Hey, he's got high expectations, praise God. He wants to be in charge of everything. Amen. He said, that'd be great to be God. I don't know at all. I don't want to be God. I want God to be God, praise God, because God has in His mind, praise God, which is a whole lot bigger than mine, that He wants to take care of me. And He does a marvelous job of it. God has never let me down. Has your God ever let you down? Well, if you say, yeah, He's let me down, praise God, you don't have the God that I have. My God has never let me down. I've never been dissatisfied with my Savior. Amen. He's always satisfactory to me. But God said that there was an old order that we had changed in order to bring in a new order. Said in verse 1, said, I saw the new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. Amen. He said there's a change in current events. He said the old order is passing away and a new order is coming along. Amen. Praise God. We get discouraged and downtrodden in this world. Praise God. And we think that things as bad as they're going to get. But I say Paul said it'd wax worse and worse. And in the end, God's going to do a mighty work. Praise God. But I want to say He's already begun that work. If you're a child of God, He's already begun that work in you. Amen. He's already begun to make things new. You say, where at, preacher? I just don't see it. Praise God. If you're a child of God, just look in the mirror. Amen. If you're a child of God, look in the mirror. You can see where God took you from, where He got you at, and where He's taking you to. I'm glad He's still working on us, youngins. Praise God, we're not a finished product yet, but one day we will be. Amen. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what God's expectation is of me. Amen. I'd like to be the best I can while I'm here. But praise God, I'm glad I'm going to be the best I will be, praise God, when I get over there. Amen. Glory be God. I'm be like my Savior. But I'm already in the process of being changed right now. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, are you saved this morning? Amen. Are you saved this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. He said, if any man be in Christ, that means you're saved. Amen. He said, he is a new creature. Now, he didn't say that you might be, that you could be, or that you would be. Hello? He said he is a new creature. He's a new creation been made and a child of God. He's gave you a new heart. He takes out the old stony one and he puts in a heart of flesh, a heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart of caring, praise God. And we cultivate that. We work on that. Let me just say this. Our old flesh tries to rise up. But praise God, he said if we'll mortify the deeds of the flesh, amen. He said we can have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said if we're in Christ Jesus this morning, we are a new creature. He said the old things are passed away. So what I'm saying this morning is God said I'm going to take away the old things. And I will say this morning on authority of God's Word, praise God, for me and you as Christians, born-again believers this morning, He's already started.
Amen.
He said, see, a lot of times we get in our minds, well, we just have to wait to the end and see what happens. You better not wait to the end and see what happens, amen. You might not make it where you need to be. But praise God, God is taking away this old so that He can establish anew. God's making us afresh, anew, praise God. God's cultivating us into what He'd have us to be. Amen. He's still working. I love that song the little kids sing. Because that's dear to my heart. He's still working on me. Took 7 days, praise God, to make everything we see, glory to God. But I'm still a work in progress. Amen. He never gives up on me. He keeps working on me. He keeps helping me. He said the old things are passed away. And he said, behold, pay attention, watch out. He said, because all things are become new. Now that are become new in the text, it means to be caused to be. Amen. So how does God make us new, praise God? Because He wants to.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants to make us new. God wants to refresh us. God wants to revive us. God wants to stir in your and in mine heart. Amen. He wants to move in us. He wants to move us, praise God. He wants to draw us closer. He wants to fellowship with you and I. That's the purpose. Amen. That's why everything. What's God done for you? He saved you by His marvelous grace. That's enough, praise God, for us to shout our shoe soles off. Amen. Glory be God. We didn't deserve it, but praise God, He saved us anyway. Amen. Maybe He said that new heaven and new earth, praise God. John said, I looked and I saw. Hey, God is showing John the Revelator, praise God, what's going to happen at the end. And he said, I saw, amen, a new heaven and a new earth. He said, praise God, everything I'm seeing is looking new. Amen. He said, it's been renewed. Say, praise God, it's different than before. I wonder this morning when God looks at our lives, looks at your life, are you different than before? Or when He looks at you, are you that same old person? Amen. Because He said He'd create a new creature, a new creation, praise God. He said He would cause it to be that way. Are you being changed? Are you being renovated? Are you being made new, praise God? Different from what you was before. Oh me. Help us, Lord. We need to have that newness, praise God. I like new things, don't you? Amen. I believe we all do. We all like new things. And I like the smell of new things. It's fresh, amen. It's new. It's something, praise God, that we haven't had before. But all of a sudden, praise God, by the grace and mercy of God, we have it. Amen. I like new things. Praise God, I like to see old sinners get saved. Amen, Lord. Hey, God takes an old sinner and saves them, praise God, and makes them new. Amen. Changes them from what they were to what God's going to make them to be. Begins to work on them. You begin to see it. Amen. People that used to sit there in the church house and look at you like a sheep looking at a new gate. Amen. You ever put up a new gate? An old Kiefer or something will come up to that new gate and they just stand there and look at it like, what in the world's this? Amen. Amen. Hey, I think that sometimes that's what we do with the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. That good news, praise God, we just stand there and look at it and say, what in the world's this? But boy, I tell you, when you get in, praise God, and you realize that the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, it's all about Him and you, praise God, and what He did for us. And praise the Lord, it begins to look new, it begins to look fresh, praise God. He makes us an opening so that we can go in. Amen. And we can sup with Him and Him with us. But we see He said that the heaven and earth. Now I'm talking about passing away with the old order. Getting rid of that old order. Amen. Heaven and earth, praise God, will be made new. Now Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that it'll be purged with fire. Amen. See, God promised that He wouldn't burn the earth up again. I mean, He wouldn't flood the earth again. But He said, praise God, that Peter said one day He's going to set it up and He's going to purge it with fire. Amen. Praise God. If you look in 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says, saying, where is the promise of His coming? Now He's saying that these people that have been away and other folks have died, they went on, and they said they promised the Lord coming, and He ain't come yet. I want to say, praise God, on the authority of God's Word, don't quit looking. Amen. Keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, praise God. Because one day, in a little while, amen, as a thief in the night, He's going to come and get us and take us away to be with Him. Amen. But He said that, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this we willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. Now watch this. Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. He said, God's got this thing and He's holding it in store. He's preserving it now like it is. But one day, praise God, God's going to say, He said, I'm going to purge it with fire. Amen. Praise God, I want to say that's how He does your life and your spiritual life. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, like a fire has come into your heart He's bound off that old draws, praise God, where you can see the Word of God and you can step out, praise God, walk down an aisle, bow at an old-fashioned altar and say, God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Amen. The fire from on high does that. He says, verse 8 says, but, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also and the works thereof that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto coming of the day of the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, praise God, talking about born again believers, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God's got a plan? He's got a plan for you and I, and He's made us part of the plan, praise God. That one day in a little while, He's going to purge it with fire. Amen. Praise God. Why wouldn't He, praise God? Amen. What would happen, praise God? Why not now? Why doesn't He do it? You say, well, preacher, why don't God just go ahead and purge it? Why don't He just go ahead and get it over with? Why don't He go ahead and take us out of here, burn this thing up? Because notice what He said, what He says here in verse 9. Of 2 Peter chapter 3. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. He said, the Lord's not a slacker on His promise. Praise God. He will, hey, glory, He will fulfill His promise to you and I. Yeah. Amen. You can take her to the bank. You can count on it. He said, but as some men count slackness, but He said, this is why He doesn't do it right now. He said, but is long-suffering to usward, they're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He said, praise God, the reason God don't do it and do it right now is He's waiting for that last one to get in. He's waiting for you and I to tell some old sinner about the Lord Jesus Christ. Compel him to come in that his house might be full. He said, go out and do whatever it takes to get him in. Amen. Praise the Lord, to compel. That's what that means. Whatever it takes, praise God. To love them in so many ways, praise God, they'll have to like one of them. Amen. That they'd be compelled to come in to get more. Amen. Why? Because what God's already done for you. What God's already done for me, praise God. He showed us that there's a new order. And John said, I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. That's that also place. Amen. That's that awesome place. That's a glorious place, praise God, where God's designed for His people to be. Hey, glory to God. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad He took time out for you and I, praise God, to bring us in, to be partakers in it? He was long-suffering to usward so that we could get in, praise God, on this marvelous journey. Amen. Thank God for my journey now. Amen. Glory to God. It's getting sweeter all the time. Amen. We was over there last night at that singing. Boy, I tell you what, they was a sweet spirit there. Glory be to God. What a blessing it was. I like it like that. People from all over the place come together in one mind, one court to worship God. I thought, glory, hallelujah. That's what it's going to be like over home. Yes. Amen. Hey, was a lady got up to sing. Bless my heart. She got up to sing and got, I think, to the second or maybe the last verse, and couldn't remember the words. You know what happened? There's a dear sister over here on the left side, praise God. She just bailed her out, started singing that next verse, praise God. And that other lady fell in there, help. Glory be to God. That's what it's about. It's about getting ready in one mind, one accord, to lift up the name of Jesus, praising Him, praise God, as He makes things new in our lives. Amen. Touches us from the guttermost to the uttermost. And we can share in the glory of a holy God today. Bless His name. Amen. He's getting rid of the old. Amen. You can tell when He gets rid of the old, because you'll begin to want the new more than you do the old. Amen. God takes away that. He gets rid of the old. You don't desire that old no more. You get desiring that new. That makes you different. That makes you new. That gives you joy down in your soul. I talked to a person this week. He's talking about, well, I'm just not happy. I said, but that's because you're trying to be happy. I said, you ought to forget being happy. They looked at me like big old eyes. I said, what are you talking? I said, everybody wants to be happy. I said, sure they do. But happiness depends on what happens around you. Amen. If you want to be happy, you need joy in the Lord. Amen. He makes you new, praise God. Gives you a new outlook. Gives you a new advantage, praise God, on the old flesh and the world. And you see things in a different eye. Joy comes, and with the joy comes happiness. Amen. Happiness. There's joy in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I just ain't seeing it. It's not a part of my life. I just don't have joy in my soul. Oh, praise God. You got to get joy. You say, I'm not happy. You can't have happiness till you get joy. And joy comes from the Lord. It comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It comes from being made new, praise God. Internally, praise God. God moving in and cleaning up the old. Burning it up. Getting rid of it, praise God. And setting a new place for you and I. Amen. So He says here that old's got to go away. Amen. That He might be able to present a new order. We see Him what He's talking about here in John chapter 21, verse 2. And He said, I saw the holy city. What kind of city is it? It's a holy city. Amen. John's telling us it wasn't just a plain city, it was a holy city. And it was New Jerusalem. And it cometh down from God. I mean, in other words, it's in the presence of God now. Amen. Praise God. God gives us gifts, youngins. Every good thing, every gift, praise, it comes from God. Amen. Down to usward, praise God, who believe. And amen. When we believe God, we trust in God, God gives us gifts. It's out of this world. It's gracious. It's grace. It's mercy. It's love extended to us. Well, I thank God for that, don't you? That God gives it to us. Amen. We don't always understand what's taking place, what's going on, praise God. But we see it. And John said, I see the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Now people all the time try and tell me, well, this is just a spiritual thing. Amen. Said it's not a real thing. Oh, that's surprising because if you go on over in the book, praise God, in chapter 21, He begins to give us the dimensions of the city. Begins to give us the building material. Begins to show us where the gates are and tell us about the foundations. Now, last time I looked, praise God, when you get all that, that's a real thing. Amen. That's something that we'll be seeing, be partakers of, praise God. One day in a little while. It's real, praise God. And it's a place where real people is going to be. Look what John the Revelator tells us in chapter 21 in verse 9. He said, there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me saying, now what? Now just think about this. That angel comes over and he said, John, let me show you something. He said, let me show you something. He said, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Who is the bride of Christ? It's the church. The believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in this age that we live. Amen. Praise God. That's the church of the living God. That's the church. Every born again believer is part of the same church. Amen. Amen. God don't have 10 or 12 or 15 or 400 churches. God's got one. And it's a church of born again believers, praise God. Don't you let nobody in this age tell you any different, praise God. The only true church is a church of born again believers. Amen. Amen. So He gives us this in the last days. And He tells us, praise God, this is that holy city coming down. And He carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain and showed me that great city. What city? The holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from where? From God. Amen. So God has made this thing possible, praise God. So we see the presentation, the old order's gone, and a new order's being ushered in. Amen. And we're part of that. Because who? Because we're the bride. And we're going to be partakers of that new Jerusalem, that holy city. Amen. That's why God said that be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Not a suggestion, it's a commandment. Amen. He said if you want to be partaker in the holy city, you got to be a holy person. That makes pretty good sense, doesn't it? Amen. He said there'll not be anything in there that'll defile this city. Amen. He said it's got to be pure. It's got to be clean. It's got to be holy in order to enter into heaven. You say, well, preacher, I'm not that clean. I'm not pure. I'm not holy. Praise God. That's why we got to be at new creation. We've got to be letting God work on us. That's why we come to the house of God. That's why we worship together. Praise God. That's why we come to get that feeling from the Lord. Praise God. That's why Paul said not be filled with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. So we have the power and the motivation and the stamina, praise God, to stand the race. Yeah. We're living day and hour, boy. It'd be easy to quit, wouldn't it? It'd be easy just to go lay her down, just set the house. Amen. But praise God, God would rob God would He would tell you not to do that because the devil wants to do that to rob you of your joy. Amen. And he robs you of your joy, you'll never be happy again. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the house of God. I thank God for the people of God. I thank God for the Word of God that speaks to our hearts day after day. If it goes with us, praise God. Wherever we are, there He is. He never leaves us, praise God. Not for one moment, not for one second, praise God. He's always there. We can always look up to Him. You can always talk to Him. It don't matter, praise God, if you're taking a test at school or you're going through something or a difficulty or you're playing a sport and you need the help from the Lord, amen, to help you do the best you can, amen, for your teammates. Amen. God's right there to help you and encourage you and give you what you need. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe God's in all that little old petty stuff. Praise God. They ain't nothing petty in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to be the best that we can be. And when we are, glory to God, we lift up our voice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me what you made me today. Helping me where you helped me, praise God, this evening, to be what you wanted me to be. So I can lift up my voice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God, it wasn't about me, but it was about Him. He looked down and He saw me where I was. But He said that bride and that lamb, the bride's wife, the holy city, descending out of heaven, coming from God, praise God. He said, that's the new order of things as God's setting this thing up. Amen. He's talking about that eternal state. Amen. He's talking about those. He talks about those no more seas. Can you imagine? The oceans cover 2/3 of the surface of the earth. Amen. The seas do. You say, well, preacher, that's bound to be some kind of symbol or something because what would God do with all that water? What He did with the beginning. Amen. What He wants to do with it because He's God. But He said they're not. Why? Because God's going to establish, He's going to make a new order in this world, praise God. While me and you are in that holy city, New Jerusalem, rejoicing and praising in the presence of God. God's going to take melt this thing with a fervent heat. He's going to burn up, amen, all the vileness and the wickedness of this world will melt her down. The people used to talk about, said, well, that don't make no sense. How in the world could God do that? Because He's God to begin with. He can do whatever He wants to. Amen. We was talking about Sunday school, about the sun. That sun sets up and it glows and it just shines, praise God, and it sends us energy, it sends us rays, it sends us warmth day after day after day. Amen. And there's no jet fighter, there's no plane goes up there once a month, praise God, and refuels that thing. God filled her full, praise God, of His goodness in the very beginning. And He said, sun, shine, praise God, and it just keeps shining, praise the Lord. I want to say to the Lord Jesus Christ the same way. Jesus, God said, son, you just shine, praise God. And He started shining on mankind, amen. Over 2,000 years ago, we've seen Him, we saw Him, praise God. And He's still shining in the hearts of people. Sun never goes out. Sun just keeps shining day after day after day. Amen. Fires, the scientists say now that there's a burst of sunshine. Burst of energy that's coming off that thing continuously at an even rate. Imagine that. They were studying one time a while back and they watched that. And I don't know how they look at the sun through telescopes, but they was monitoring that and they said that these flares constantly coming off of the sun producing the light and the heat and the energy, praise God, needed. And they said that one time they was watching and said they was just a little bit of a bleep, amen, in some of the flares. And they said that in the near future, somewhere down the road, that there'd be a couple of days that the weather would be extremely cold because the flares wasn't exactly right. But I want to say God had a plan. Probably He said, hey, listen, there's going to be glory. He said, there's going to be a lot of bugs this year. There's going to be a lot of pestilence this year. I pray God, and I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to cool her off a little bit to get rid of the germs, the pest, the bug, the insects, praise God, and they may come out on the earth, and I'm going to give man some peace, some result, praise God. And so I'm just going to withhold a flyer. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about God Almighty. How big He is when He begins to make a difference. What God can do for me and you. Amen. We don't ever think about this stuff. Never think about it. We just assume that it's there. And it always will be. Yeah, because He'll always be God. I'm glad I believe that. I'm glad I know in my heart that He is a God. And He's mine, praise God. And I see Him as He's making a new order in the days and hours that we live, praise God. Amen. People talk about global warming all the time. There'll be global warming one day. They're right. It's coming. God's going to set, Peter said, God's going to melt it with a fervent heat. Amen. You know what that means, Brother Bill? It means He's going to set it on fire. Amen. I look around me today. I've told you before, I try to have a little old farm there and try to keep it going, try to run them cattle on it for mother. Amen. And praise God, broom sage is trying to come up everywhere. Everywhere. You can't control it. You can't beat it down. You lime it and you treat it. Amen. You first try to keep it. If it's a good, sweet ground, it won't grow. Amen. I'm trying to keep my ground sweet. Amen. I like the sweet ground, praise God. I don't want the no bitter ground around me, glory to God. I want a sweet ground. Amen. But it amazes me that all the farms around me are letting them go. They're becoming bitter and rank, amen, and the broom sage is growing up everywhere. Everywhere. Amen. You don't, if you don't take care of your yard, you'll have broom sage growing in your yard. We see it up and down the road. We see it on the sides of the road. We see it in the field. People are unconcerned. Amen. They don't realize that that's a fire hazard. Amen. All you got to do is have some crazy person come down the road by your house, flick his cigarette out the window, pray God. Your whole yard, your field, your house, your home, your barn, everything could go up in smoke. Amen. But we're living in a day in a world where everybody's unconcerned. Amen. They just go about their business just like they usually do, without any concern. Jesus said that's the way it'd be. He said as it was in the days of Noah and it was in the days of Lot. He said they were just living and loving and having a good time, praise God, until the flood came and took them all away. Oh, Lot was down there by the... He was down there. He looked across those well-watered plains. He said, boy, I said, I lust of the flesh. He said, boy, I'd like to live down there. So he told his servants, he said, load up the tents, get the animals, let's go down there. The Bible said he went down there and said that wicked place vexed his righteous soul from day to day. Amen. He went down there in the dark. Amen. But God Almighty sought him out and He brought him out. Ain't you glad God, when He seeks you out, praise God, He'll bring you out. Everywhere we see in the book, praise God, where God goes and gets somebody, praise God, He seeks them out and He brings them out. Why do we think that we can get saved and still live in our sin, continue the way that we're going? Amen. Still say, I'm a child of the King. Amen. You ain't a child of the King. God ain't bringing you out. Amen. If He saves you, He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out. But the Bible said He went down there and He got Lot. Them angels got Lot. Praise God, they grabbed Him and they took Him out of that place. And what happened soon as Lot was gone, that thing was kindled up. Amen. Praise God, it was on fire. Praise God, hell fell on that place. It burned it up. Do you realize we're living on one of the biggest molten reservoirs of lava in this whole, in the whole universe? Underneath our feet today, praise God, is a core that's a burning with molten lava. Burning and burning and burning, and it's a heaving up, and sometimes it even belches out just a little bit. And the only thing between us and it, praise God, is the crust called earth that we live on. In a little old ball that's 15,000 square miles across. Amen. Praise God, and the circumference of it across it is 1,500 square miles. I mean, across it, as we go, if you went straight through it, it's 25,000, I think, miles around it. You go around it. But praise God, He said right in the middle of it is a big old ball of molten lava. And people say, well, how in the world could God melt this thing with a fervent heat? Amen. How does volcanoes go off? Praise God. We seen last summer in Hawaii, the volcano belching out, and it was running molten lava, was flowing out, flowing across the land, flowing everything you come on, praise, and going off into the ocean. Amen. That's how God could do it. He has set it on fire. He purged it with fire, praise God. I won't say He purges with the fire of the Holy Spirit if we let Him. That Spirit of God that lives in our hearts, amen. He'll come into you and with fire and the power of God, He'll purge out the dross. He'll burn it off, praise God, and make that perfect, clean person inside you. He'll make a difference. He'll set up that new order, praise God. Amen. The Bible says that He'll come and He'll tabernacle with us in that new order. Amen. Did you notice that He didn't say, I'm going to come and I'm going to set up my temple in with you? See, temple was something that was made with hands. But God said, I'm not going to come and set up a temple, praise God. He said, I'm going to come and tabernacle with you. Amen. He said, I'm going to come into your presence. Amen. Glory to God. He said, you're going to rejoice and have you a time. He said, that great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Who's your God this morning? Amen. The God of heaven. If He ain't your God, you ain't got one. Amen. There's a prince and power of this present world. But God says, I'm going to burn up everything He's touched. Amen. God said, I'm going to get rid of everything that the prince and power of this world touched. The devil and wickedness and the demons of hell. Praise God. He said, I'm going to burn it up. I'm going to purge it. I'm going to make it new. Amen. Glory to God. One day they're going to live on a brand new earth. Brand new place. Praise God. God's going to give it to them. Amen. He's come to tabernacle. Now we've seen this before. God come to tabernacle with us before. You know when? When Jesus Christ Himself came and was born of a virgin. For 33 and a half years, God tabernacled with us. Amen. He brought His presence where He was. He walked among us. He talked to us. He led us. He guided us. He showed us. He reasoned with us. Amen. God tabernacled with us. But thank God if you're a child of the King, amen, going to be part of that holy city, New Jerusalem. Praise God. God's a tabernacling with you today. God's a walking with you. He's talking with you. He's leading you and guiding you. But praise God, one day in a little while, all those born again believers in this age which we live will be in that holy city, New Jerusalem. And God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, will tabernacle with us there. Amen. He'll be with Him. We'll be in His presence all through eternity, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing that'll be. Amen. We see a type of that in the book of John. You remember the story where Jesus and John and Peter, they went up in the mount apart in the transfiguration. Amen. The Bible said he was transfigured before their eyes. And praise God, they saw Him in all His glory and all His splendor. Amen. Glory be to God. What did He do? We see God as He was tabernacling with men. He come to them, praise God, and they seen Him as who He was, praise the Lord. They seen the Lord Jesus Christ in all His power, His glory. Amen. Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Should we make an altar for Elijah and for Moses and for Jesus? He said, no. He said, this is the God come out and overshadow. And He come out of the cloud. He said, this is My beloved Son. He said, hear ye Him, praise God. Amen. Hear ye Him. Hear what Jesus has to say, praise God. He was transfigured before that. They saw Him, praise God. He tabernacled with them on the mountain. Amen. God gives us little glimpses, young, of what it's going to be like in a future day. Amen. Jesus told them to come off the mountain. He said, don't say nothing about this. Don't tell nobody. Amen. And I bet they wonder, why in the world would we need to tell everybody? He said, Jesus said, they won't believe you. They'll have you locked up in a loony bin. Amen. You go to telling them that you saw Elijah and Moses and saw Me transfigured. He said, they won't believe you. They won't believe you. They'll think you're crazy. He said, wait till this thing plays out. He said, then you can tell them later. Amen. Praise God. He said, and so they can say, hey, Jesus was tabernacled with us on the mountain. Amen. Who He's seen Him in all His splendor and all His glory. Praise the Lord. It makes you wonder why when Peter got over there, he doubted. Amen. Why He left him and fled? Because he was still in this old flesh. He hadn't have what he needed, praise God, to persevere in these hours. But what will God do for you? Amen. Hey, He's going to give you a city. Praise God, what the Bible says. And He says in that city, He says it's going to be a city of no more. Amen. A city of no more. He said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Amen. He said, He's going to give us a place where there's no more. Ain't you glad? I'm glad of all the things. I'm glad all the things and the heartaches and praise of this world someday will soon be gone. Amen. They'll be gone. And He said, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are what? They're passed away. In other words, He said, they've been done away with. God's got rid of them. He's chunked them. He said, we don't have to go. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the only sorrow we'll ever have till we get out of this world. Amen. And then we'll have peace and joy forevermore in the presence of a holy God. He gives up a place of no more. Sometimes you'd feel like You ever feel like just saying, you know what, Lord? No more. I can't stand no more. I can't stand no more. Praise God. He said one day, Lord, give us a promise here. He said, they won't be no more. Amen. Praise God. He said, He's going to bring you to a place of joy. Amen. You say, well, preacher, can we really believe that? He goes on verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. What's God going to do for you today? Amen. Child of God, listen to me. He's going to make all things new for you. Amen. He's going to make all things new. You tired of this world? You tired of the struggle? You tired of the inconveniences? You tired of the hardships and the anguish? Amen. He said, praise God, one day God said, I'm going to get rid of all that. He said, I'm going to make all things new. He's going to be different. He said, it's going to be better. He said, he's going to be rejoicing. You say, how do we know he's going to do it? But he said, right, for these words are true and faithful. In other words, what God's saying, Brother Rex, he said, I make you a promise. Amen. That one day in a little while, everything will be made new. Listen, we've got loved ones that's gone out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. They're seeing new things. Amen. There's nothing old and decaying in heaven. There's nothing that defiles a prayer. Amen. There's no spectacles and there's no braces in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because everything's been made new. It's always fresh. It's always new. It's always good. You say, preacher, you're just preaching a health and wealth. Praise God. No, I'm preaching a God Almighty. Amen. A Heavenly Father, praise God, loves us and made us a promise. He said, there'll be a city of no more. Amen. A city that's all new. Amen. A city that's all new. It's new. It's new. Coming down from God out of heaven, praise God. It's designed for those designed for that city. Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait to get there. Amen. Into the very presence of God. There with Him, praise God, to never, never part again. And He said unto me, it is done. Amen. What does it mean? It's the same thing it meant when He's on Calvary. He said, it is finished, praise God. The work of salvation is finished on the cross. And the work, praise God, of redemption, the work of that work that God's got to finish in the life, praise God. He said, it's good, it's done. He said, I make you a promise. He said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. God says, listen, said, I've got a drink for you. Said, if you're thirsty, he said, if you'll come and drink, said, you'll be made full. Jesus told him in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. What will God do for you? God will give you that water of life. It'll flood your soul. It'll come out of you a well of water flowing up into newness of life. He said, if you're thirsty, he said, come drink. Amen. God's made it possible if we'll just come unto him. So we just have to wonder tonight. We have to ask ourselves what God will do for you. The same thing he's done for men throughout the ages. He'll fill you to overflowing, praise God, and he'll make all things new.